Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Finney. Thank you for downloading my podcast. We're going to start off with some bad news. We'll pick it up from there, but right now we're going to start with bad news. Jobless claims are way up. We've lost about another 500,000 jobs. This is the worst it's been in 16 years. You need to take a look around your life and say, what do I need to do to protect myself? There have been 1 million bankruptcy filings in the United States in 2008. That number is expected to go up, way up in 2009, in part because today the average consumer has 13 credit obligations on record at a credit bureau. Now, we're talking about credit cards. So we've got gas cards, bank cards, department store cards. And then we have installment loans, which is mortgages. Student loans fall under that, auto loans. Not included are savings and checking accounts. We're just talking about where consumers owe money or could possibly owe money. Now, of those 13 obligations, four are likely to be installment loans, the rest credit cards. Total bank card debt per bank card borrower, take a guess. How much are you carrying? Average American, $5,700. Our total consumer debt is almost $3 trillion. Ouch. The economy is really sputtering here. A lot of folks think it's going to hit bottom in summer, and I actually believe that now, too. I used to think we were going to go a whole year before we hit the bottom. I don't think so. I think we're going to hit bottom in the summer. The problem is we are in a new norm. That is, not everyone's going to be driving Lexuses the way we were. Not everyone's going to be buying a house they can't afford. So the new norm is going to hit sometime this summer, I believe. I don't know how long we're going to stay down at this level. Hopefully we'll come back up, but I don't think it's going to be immediately. So again, jobless claims up. You've got to protect yourself. Take a realistic look at your job, your spouse's jobs, your friend's jobs, and start networking. Do you receive those irritating phone calls for carpet cleaning or credit cards, even though you're on a do not call list? Well, the FTC is cracking down. It is now fining companies. The problem is you can't find all of the companies. We aired a report this week that was really interesting because we've heard all these complaints about a carpet cleaning company that calls on cell phones or at home with a robo message. You ask who the company is, they just hang up on you. They even make fun of you. We have reports of that. Well, we had a consumer, and I do not suggest you do this. Do not. However, we did have a consumer that went ahead and set up an appointment. So they come out to our house in an unmarked truck. Now, how many carpet cleaners have an unmarked truck? But they come out in an unmarked truck, and the guy won't even tell them who he works with. All it says on his card is steam cleaning or some such thing. He gives him a telephone and says, you know, call my boss. They call the boss. That guy won't even say what his last name is. Look, don't do business with companies that are breaking the law. And if they're calling you on the phone and you're not already doing business with them, they're breaking the law. Phthalates. Consumer groups have won a big victory. Phthalates are those plastic softeners that they have been linked to cancer. Some groups say that's not true, but Congress bought off on it and they said, okay, phthalates and toys have to be removed from the shelves. Well, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which I don't even know why it's been called that in the last few years, but the Consumer Product Safety Commission said, well, if the items were made before, then they can stay on the shelves until they're sold. Huge fight saying, nope, this Tuesday's the deadline to get them off the shelf. Doesn't matter when they were made, they gotta go. The Consumer Product Safety Commission lost, thank goodness, and all of those items will be pulled from the shelves on Tuesday. So as a parent, you will no longer have to worry about phthalates in your children. Now, Nancy Nord is running the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and consumer groups and a lot of folks in Congress about had it with her. She's allowed to hang around until 10:12, but there's a real move to get the new presidential, I almost said candidate, the new president, to dump her, try to get her to leave and appoint someone new. We'll keep track of that. We'll let you know what's going on. Bad economy again. Thin mints getting thinner, or at least fewer. Girl Scouts saying the cost of making their cookies has gone up, and so there's going to be fewer cookies, thinner cookies, smaller cookies. So be ready for that. Isn't that sad? DTV transition, digital television transition. It was set for February 17th, that date has now been pushed back. The date you're going to hear kick around is June 12th. Although that may not be the case, it may actually end up being in April. So be ready to go, and we'll keep you up to date, and we'll let you know. Finally, Finney's Friday Free Stuff. This week we've got Disney High School Musical, The Ice Tour. We have tickets available. Get in on that. It's a value of $15. And then we have a book from Nolo Press, How to Write a Business Plan. Get in on this. A value of $34.99. Well, that's it for this week's Consumer Podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Thanks a lot for tuning in. You can check out my reports Monday through Friday on ABC 7 News at 5 and 6, and on Monday and Friday on The View from the Bay. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.